FM 90.3 WJTL, husband and wife team, Carrie Job, Cody Carnes, Cover the Earth, Hillsong Worship, Oh Praise the Name. Before that, good morning, Mindy and Fred with you at 7:02.
Our friend Lisa Landis can keep you company on the drive home from 3 to 7. Weekday features at 5 include the Monday Blues, the Twin Spin Tuesday, Winning Wednesday, the Thursday Theme Set, and the Friday 5 o'clock Request and Dedication Hour. Take WJTL and Lisa with you on the afternoon drive Monday through Friday from 3 to 7.
This morning, our very special guest Benina and Matt are with us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Benina Keener is the director of Gateway House of Prayer. And Benina, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Of course. I'd love to say hi to my family, my husband Brent, my daughter Brianna and her husband Nate, my daughter Brittany and her husband Jordan, my two sons Branson and Brock, and our amazing Gateway family.
Yeah, so Gateway, have you really been doing 24/7 prayer for 10 years now?
Yeah, 10 years this past fall, 24/7, night and day. Amazing.
Did you ever think when you started it that it would last 10 years?
Yeah, we were like hanging on to the grace of God from the very beginning. It's amazing that volunteers have come together to host the presence of the Lord night and day, worship and prayer around the clock.
So remind us, because I remember when you started thinking, how are they going to do this 24/7?
Yeah.
What was the initial idea behind why you started Gateway House of Prayer?
We so long for the presence of God in our region, and we just wanted to host him night and day. And so we said, what would it look like for the body of Christ to come together to do this? In many places, houses of prayer have full-time staff, you know, around the clock. But we here in Lancaster County said, wouldn't it be great if all the churches came together, people that have a heart for prayer, people that have a heart for worship, would take two-hour blocks of time. And here we are, all these years later. We started in 2005, so next year will be 15 years. But again, 10 years of 24/7.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
We have 225 volunteers right now.
That's amazing.
40 different churches, which we love.
Also amazing.
Yeah, we love the flavors of the body of Christ, which makes us a little different too, because every two-hour block is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And we love that. Come when it works for you, the style or whatever. But the Lord is pleased with all of it.
I love that it brings the whole body of Christ together.
Yeah.
If people want more information about Gateway House Prayer, how can they get that?
Yeah, website gatewayprayer.com, and our phone number is 717-721-1975.
1975, that's a good number to remember. Matt Swords is with us. Matt, the director of Embark Internships. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd love to say hi to my wife, Misha, my three kids, Ariella, Benjamin, and Jesse, and then one of my coworkers, Wes Sechrist, who I love to pick on and have fun with. So,
hi, Wes.
Yeah,
hi, Wes. It's great to be with you, Wes.
Yeah, we like to pick on you, on Wes, too. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about Embark Internships. What are they? How do they work?
Well, every year we run an internship at Gateway. It's about 12 weeks long, so it's actually a really condensed amount of time. And it's on Monday and Thursday nights that we have classes or prayer training. So it's doable with people who have a full-time schedule. And then there's also different elements that help to cultivate a discipleship with the Lord, a relationship with God, that it helps to bring strength there.
If folks want more information about that, can they visit online?
Yeah, online, gatewayprayer.com. There's information there to be found about the Embark internship.
Cool. Coming up, we'll talk more with Benina and Matt. We invite you to stick around. We've got music on the way, too. Brandon Heath is next.